أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة ووجوه يومئذ باسرة تظن أن يفعل بها فاقرة. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the inherent quality of the human, tuhibbuna al-ajila, that insan, you love ajila, you love what comes now, what is now. In other words, this material world, watadharuna al-akhirah, and you leave out what comes later, and that is the hereafter. Speaking about the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with the original theme again of the surah, where the people ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam very, very arrogantly with denial about the day of Qiyamah. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again just gives us some glimpses of the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ, that on that day faces will be radiant, faces will be shining, faces will be full of glow and illuminated and fresh. And these faces, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ, they will be looking at their Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the faces of the people on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't mention anything else or any other limbs of the body, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already informed us, and we spoke about this also, يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ, that on the day of Qiyamah, before that, لَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبِهِ إِنْسٌ وَلَا جَانٌ, people won't be asked about their sins, human beings and jinnat, all of them, how would they be categorized? How would it be known that one person has been successful and another unsuccessful? So يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ, the mujrimeen, the wrongdoers, the transgressors, they will be recognized by their faces. In other words, everything and all recognition on the day of Qiyamah will be by the faces, the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts on the faces of those who are successful. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it with the word nadira, which means to be fresh. In the hadith mubarak of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes dua for those people that engage in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, نَضَّرَ اللَّهُ إِمْرَأَةً سَمِعَ مَقَالَتِي, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the faces fresh of those people who hear my hadith, those people who hear my words, not only hear them, but thereafter they commit them to memory, they understand it and they propagate it. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the same word, that their faces will be fresh, looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How would they be looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In one hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses the words ayanan. In other words, like how we would say in English, I saw it with my own eyes. With their own eyes, they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, there is absolutely no doubt in the fact that they would see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, one sahaba ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this vision of Allah. In other words, is it a reality? Is it the truth? How would it happen? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that when you look up at the sun or the moon and it is a cloudless day or a cloudless night, then obviously everybody has a fair glimpse of the moon. There is nobody pushing anyone to see the moon. There is nobody, or there is no crowd that one person needs to jump on another person. So that is how one would see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence we find in one hadith, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking about the same, that seeing Allah and this vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ru'yat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adds some advices and directives that you should perform the salat before the sunrise and the salat before the sunset. The salat before the sunrise obviously is this fajr salat, and before sunset is that of asr. Together with this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses the people of Jannat, and Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them about the various ni'mats, and they will respond to Allah that, oh Allah, you have given us Jannat, oh Allah, you have illuminated our faces. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that hijab. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove that parda, that screen. And then the people will see that tajalli and the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encapsulates in these few short ayats here. Wujuhun yawma idhin nadira. That on that day, faces will be fresh, faces will be glooming, faces will be shining. Ila rabbiha nadira. Looking towards the Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wujuhun yawma idhin basira. But on the other hand, Allah ta'ala save us, there will be faces that will be gloomy. There will be faces that will not be shining. In other words, absolutely gloomy. تَظُنُّ أَن يُفْعَلَ بِهَا فَاقِرًا. And now they would know. They would have the certainty within themselves. They would know that now they are going to experience a back-breaking calamity. A calamity that is going to be very severe for them to bear, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now refers to the adab and the punishment of Allah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls a back-breaking calamity, a back-breaking difficulty. In other words, very, very difficult for one to bear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy upon, and through His mercy Allah ta'ala grants us Jannatul Firdaus, and through His mercy really these eyes are not worthy of seeing the tajalli of Allah, but Allah through His infinite grace and mercy and fadl, Allah give us those opportunities, and Allah shower upon us that great ni'mat that Allah ta'ala will grant to the Ahli Jannat, and may Allah ta'ala save us from that punishment and that back-breaking difficulty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here.